This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden unveiled new measures Wednesday to tackle gun violence against a backdrop of surging crime that his Republican rivals have seized on for weeks. With major American cities seeing alarming spikes in shootings, homicides, and armed robberies, the White House unveiled its strategy to combat violent crime, particularly efforts to reverse what it described as, quote, an epidemic of gun violence in this country, end quote. His plan addresses five main elements, including the need to, quote, stem the flow of firearms used to commit violence, end quote. It also enables state and local jurisdictions to use unspent portions of the COVID-19 recovery funds to pay for new police hires, upgrades in equipment, and expanded efforts to prosecute gun traffickers. Hong Kong pro-democracy newspaper Apple Daily announced Wednesday it will print its final edition after authorities froze its assets using a sweeping new national security law, silencing the city's most China-critical media outlet. The decision is the latest blow to Hong Kong's freedom and will deepen unease over whether the International Finance Center can remain a media hub as China seeks to stamp out dissent. Journalists outside the paper's headquarters Wednesday evening said they plan to print 1 million copies overnight. There is no meeting planned between U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi at a G20 gathering in Italy next week, a State Department official said Wednesday, after the Financial Times reported that Beijing and Washington were discussing such a meeting. The newspaper, citing people briefed on the talks, said U.S. President Joe Biden's administration had also informed counterparts in Beijing it would like the deputy secretary